Hopefully it tastes better than it smells.
No, either he's either going to tolerate it or he's going to hate it.
I tolerate it.
Yay!
Hooray, beer!
Planet Earth, this is a podcast. More specifically, it's the Probably Questionable podcast, and it happens to be episode 65. Today is July 9th, 2013. My name's Joe, and the other stars of this show are my three friends, Dan.
Heyo.
Kyle.
That's me.
And Matt.
Halton Brown started a podcast, and I listened to two episodes today, and it was good.
Two episodes in one day. Must be fairly short.
I guess that's what's the new segment.
Cool.
I was also driving.
Well, here we are. Before we get started, a little bit of house cleaning. Housekeeping, rather.
Mm-hmm.
We could clean house, too.
We could, but, you know.
Where are we going to hire more actors?
Exactly. As good as us.
Clean house. New cast.
So our website, which I hope you know about, and if you don't, please check it out, probablyquestionable.com. Our email address is probablyquestionable@gmail.com. We have an email that we'll be finishing up today. See, these things do get read. Keep sending them. Our Twitter is @PQPodcast. Kyle's laughing at me.
He said keep sending them like they're just flying in.
They are. Shut up, Kyle. We're on Facebook. We have a group page, Probably Questionable Podcast, or our fan page is facebook.com/probablyquestionable. We could really use some more likes on that, so...
Hell yeah.
Get on that, guys. And also, we're on iTunes. Probably Questionable. If you would be so kind as to click subscribe and or rate and review us. I'd prefer subscribe if you had to pick one of the two. Because, you know, it's a Joe episode, so you're already, you know, regretting downloading this. But you did.
Hey,
so
hey, you stop that.
What's with the self-hate?
You stop that.
Yeah, exactly. Your episodes are not that bad. Everyone knows who's the worst.
He said, not that bad. So, this part is the intro. We're also going to be talking about what's new in our lives very briefly. We know you don't have that much time. We got a daddy soda. It's pretty dark. We're going to finish our email from last episode, the thrilling conclusion. We have our news stories, and then we're going to be talking about the little thing I called Team Dynamics. Basically, we're going to be assigning ourselves as a character from a famous foursome.
I've looked up a couple of those, if you know what I mean.
Not that kind.
Fuck.
Clothing is most definitely not optional.
Fish out of water.
You're out. So let's move on to what's new. Dan, what's new?
Oh, yeah. I ran a 5K on Saturday. I enjoyed the holiday weekend, by the way.
Congratulations.
Great
Hold
time.
On.
Today's Tuesday, by the
you
way.
You just rhymed all three of those lines. Just wanted to let you know.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear, listen to this. Yeah, so ran a 5K, a little over 33 minutes. My first 5K ever. It was a great time to call a run in Brooklyn. And if any of you people out there, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call you people, if any of you listeners enjoy running, I thoroughly recommend the 5K because it's not the color run because it's not that intense and it's just a really, really, really awesome time and for a good cause. Kids with cancer, I don't know what kind of cancer, but they're kids.
It's sad enough.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Never mind. I was gonna say something really bad. Moving on.
Good call, probably. Kyle, what about you?
Well, I was working with my father today, as I do a lot, and we were over at their new place working, and my mom comes by, and she asks him if he knows what the date is, and he's like, I have no idea, and she's like, it's July 9th, and he's like, it's the 9th, and she was like, yep, and then he was like, oh, happy anniversary. He forgot her. He forgot their anniversary.
It happens.
That's what's new.
Trouble in Kyle's household is what's new. Hey, Matt, how about you?
You know, I just finished my, since it's Tuesday, I finished my 6-day Fourth of July weekend.
Oh, that must have been painful for you.
You know what? You say that, and you're like, it was a six-day weekend. How painful could it have been? Well, one of them was a forced vacation day, so that's upsetting. But besides that, it was pretty nice. And just finished re-regretting not going away to college, because we brought Lori's little sister up to college to orientation, and just walking around the campus and just going, ah, fuck. I missed out on this. Oh, well. Life goes on, and then you die. How about you, Joe?
Living away from home, underage drinking, sex. For me...
Drugs.
No, I didn't do any drugs this week.
I'm saying you can also do drugs while you're away.
Yes, you can.
That's true.
You can do those here. I know a guy.
Yeah, you can.
Actually, all the things I just named you can still do here, except for living away from home, really.
That's true. That's the main one, though.
I guess that's it.
That's the big one.
I wasn't a fan, but anyway... I signed up and downloaded Magic Online, Magic the Gathering Online.
It begins.
It's fucking terrible.
It ends.
I would recommend no one ever download that or give them a book. The interface is, it's so, like, bad looking and hard to understand how it works.
So basically what we need to do is we'll need to make a deck and just start playing once a week.
Yeah, but then I have to actually collect the cards and carry them. We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah, off the air.
After hours.
One of our famous after hours discussions.
Probably questionable podcast, After Hours, episode one. Yeah, you guys see
listeners
that girl?
Only knew
that we forgot to talk about half of them.
I think on the After Hours podcast, we're allowed to say last names and not have them bleeped out. That'll be the edgy.
Because it's not being recorded.
That'll be the edgy part.
That'll be the edgy part of our podcast. Holy shit, did you hear him say the last name of that dude?
Oh my god, I totally know that guy. I'm gonna look him up on Facebook.
Also, I saw Despicable Me 2 in theaters.
How was it?
It wasn't as good as the first one, but it's still like a fairly cute movie.
I haven't seen either of them, so.
Oh. Has anyone else heard that Lone Ranger was horrible?
It looks horrible.
No. I heard it looks good.
I heard it was horrible from a few different people.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I mean, I'm just upset with the, you know, the hard on some people have for Johnny Depp, but.
Well, he's a good actor. He's a good character actor.
It looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That movie looks like shit.
It might be.
And I'm happy it's shit. I hope it's shit.
I saw the end, finally.
The end?
This is the end. That movie I want to see.
It's good.
See, I think that movie looks stupid.
It ends... Oh, my God. On a note that you would not believe in a million years.
There's not one person who's seen the movie that hasn't
liked
it. Kyle,
you'd be a big
it.
Fan.
That hasn't liked it.
You'd be a huge fan.
My brother actually said it's
probably... I'm not
going to
take your word for it, but...
My brother said it's not the best in literal terms, but he says he thinks that he's seen a few movies this summer. He thinks it's the best movie he's seen all summer, just in terms of, like, entertainment value and everything like that. You know, you could probably nitpick, like, Superman, let's say, or, you know, it's pretty hard to nitpick, like, Fast Six. But this is the end. You know you're going in there for comedy, and apparently, like, from beginning to end, you're, like, you're laughing.
So. Well, I actually heard Superman was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. See, I've heard it was really bad, and I've heard it was good. So I guess I'm just going to have to see it. I don't remember. Yeah.
What I'm saying with Superman, though, is that you could probably nitpick some stuff, especially if, like, say, if you're a big Superman.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
You know, all the nerds are
there's something
probably
that
up in
you
arms.
Can probably look at and just be like, you know, they probably could have done this better. I don't like Superman because he's, you know, perfect, and that's really kind of boring to watch.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
These are facts, maybe if you watch it, you'd be like, oh, he's not perfect.
Well, excuse me.
I guess I'll have to watch it and make that judgment call.
You will.
Oh, shit. This segment has run long. Sorry.
I may have to get rid of some. Well, that's what's new with us. What else is new with us is we happen to be drinking a beer right now.
Whoa, we never do that.
Right?
First time for everything.
Trying out something new. The beer we're drinking is from Left Hand Brewery in Colorado. It's the Left Hand Milk Stout.
Yeah.
Kyle enjoys the aroma, I can tell you right now, from my eyes to your ears.
Yeah.
And the flavor is almost as good.
No, definitely not for me.
It is a milk/sweet stout that's 6% alcohol by volume.
Dude, I'm gonna get screwed.
It's a really dark beer.
It is
as
very
most
dark.
Stouts tend to be.
The darkness of this beer I kind of like, but I don't like it tastes frothy and creamy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was going
like
to say. You literally can feel the cream in your mouth.
Yeah, and I don't care.
Phrasing.
<for that.
Wow.
Walked into that one.
It was too easy.
That was the best one we've probably had yet on here.
My bad.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of it. It's tolerable, like I told Joe before, but I will only be, this is the only time I will be drinking this beer.
I thoroughly expected Dan to hate it.
Yeah. The darkness kind of tastes like roasted coffee.
Yeah, it tastes all like coffee and chocolate.
Definitely.
Yep. So chocolatey, yeah. So coffee-y.
So many coffee notes.
Mmm.
Huh?
Yeah. See, you keep saying that word wrong.
Oh, it's notes. I always think it's nodes. I don't know why. It's notes. And you know what? I like say nodes, and in my head I'm like, no, you asshole, yeah. It's notes.
I'm glad he's got a split personality in his head yelling at himself.
Oh, somebody has to.
That's true. Someone has to keep, you know, Dan's awesomeness in check. Why not Dan?
It's difficult.
Only Dan can.
There's only one man who can stop this.
And it's me.
It's me. Yeah, but, I mean, whatevs. It's okay.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Matt, what do you feel about it?
I enjoy it. It's delicious. It's the burps that it's giving me are going deliciously with the Indian food I had for dinner.
Huh. See, the food pairings listed on the website were chocolate and dessert, so perhaps maybe we can add Indian food as a suggestion.
Korma Indian food, yes.
Korma, so not spicy Indian food.
Yeah, korma's more of a sweet Indian.
I wish I had a Hershey bar right now to eat with this.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Just to test the theory.
I'm going to bring chocolate to every podcast, just in case.
Just in case, guys.
Just in case.
Here, guys, I have some chocolate chips.
What are the things that we've had that are in common, like
cheese
chocolate,
is like,
and we need to bring cheese?
Cheese is almost every beer.
Every beer, it's almost paired.
Except this one, apparently. Chocolate and cheese, though.
Yeah, why don't we bring cheese?
Although, chocolate cheesecake. Because cheese is gross, and it would stink up the basement.
I almost went to Cheesecake Machismo today. It's this little place in Albany that makes, like, 12 different cheesecakes a day, and that's all they have, and when they sell out, they close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet deal for them, except for, you know, unless they charge a lot of money.
I bet. Yeah, I bet it's a decent price.
It's like $4 or $5 a slice.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent price.
Yeah.
So, now, I guess that brings us to the thrilling conclusion of Ray's email from last week.
Yes! I love emails.
Fuck yeah.
If you didn't listen to episode 64...
Go back.
Go download that and listen to the first two parts of the question, because, you know what, I'm not repeating them.
You can just listen to the whole podcast.
Yeah.
We'll wait. All right, so you're back.
And part three of Ray's email was, for each fella, that's us, what is your favorite TV show? Which is the best character on it, and which is your favorite character? He also said, you guys are so dope, spelled all weird, and he wants me to, I'll say, subscribe to The Deli Counter, a wonderful sports podcast, which also happens to be created by Ray.
Yes, it is a good podcast. Okay, I'll go first, Friday Night Lights, there it is. Is the TV show. The best character on the show is Coach Taylor. He just gives inspirational speeches. He's awesome father. Just awesome dude altogether. My favorite character on the show, I'm probably going to go with Matt Saracen, who is the quarterback of the first three seasons, and he does retain a role in the other two seasons.
Is he in season four? For some reason, I think he, like, skipped season four.
I don't know. Yeah, he's in season four. But I think season four he's actually in more of than, like, season five.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost certain. But, yeah, I mean, just the underdog quarterback. He doesn't have, like, the big arm or anything like that. And spoiler alert, he takes over for one of the starting quarterback and, like, the first game of the season.
Yeah, I don't know how much you're spoiling. That's, like, exactly. The first episode of the show.
Yeah. But, you know, and everybody in the town doesn't believe in him, but, you know, he rises to the occasion.
So it's a straight up Varsity Blues story?
Yeah, except the book, I think, was before the movie.
Except it's a better story than Varsity Blues.
Yeah, I mean, the book was, I think, written before Varsity Blues, but, yeah, I mean, basically. So...
But there's no whipped cream bikini?
No.
No.
This was on cable.
Yeah, but the girls on the show are pretty freaking hot.
Also true.
So, that's what I'm going to go with.
Is it my turn?
I believe so.
Okay, I guess my favorite show would have to be Psych.
Saw that one coming.
Best character on the show, I'd have to say, is Lassiter. I don't know. best, how do you, see, this is my problem. How do you define best? Like, best for me would be my favorite.
That's fine.
I'm interpreting it as, like, for my reasoning, you can use whatever reasoning you want, but my reasoning is not my favorite character, but whoever's, like, written the best. Whatever character is the best at being a character. Like, they change, they react like a normal human would.
Well, it's a silly show. No one reacts on that show correctly.
So then I guess your best could also be a favorite in this case, in this scenario.
You treat it however you want. I don't think Ray will care that much.
Yeah, Ray, your question is confusing me, and I'm getting a little angry.
And the other four people listening to the podcast, I think they'll forgive you.
Five, damn it, Dan, five.
Yeah, keep listening. Tell your friends.
I'm going to go with Laster as my favorite and the best, just because he's my favorite.
Oh, okay. See, I would have thought Gus was one of the two, but I guess...
Well, Gus is up there, but I don't like Gus's character in a lot of situations, whereas there's never a time where I'm like, Lassie, I don't like you right now.
That's fair. Okay, Matt. Did you think about this at all?
Yeah, I thought about it. I'm just trying to figure out, like, which one I want to go with. So
if you need time, I can go, but...
I'm going to go ahead and say Doctor Who.
Okay.
Go total nerd squad on this one. I would say the best character is the Doctor.
Which?
The Doctor.
I guess he's the same character.
He's all the same.
Okay.
And all different. And
like
I would say my
favorite
character would probably be Rory. Because he was just like a regular man in this crazy relationship, traveling through time with his wife and the Doctor. And it was pretty cool. And he had a lot of really awesome moments.
All right. My favorite show, I had to do a lot of thinking because I have no idea what my favorite TV show is. I think it was in its heyday, Heroes.
Wow.
I think
that
probably
was
my favorite
show.
You mean the show they only made one season of?
Hey, they made two.
That's true, they did make two seasons.
The second season kind of wasn't as good. And I'm glad they stopped after that.
Yeah, they just definitely gave up. We can't top this.
But my favorite character in that show is Peter Petrelli, because he's awesome. And the best character in that show, I think I'm going to have to sadly hedge this one between Noah Bennett, Claire's dad, the cheerleader's dad.
Yeah.
And Siler.
See, I thought you were going to say Hiro Nakamura.
No, I feel like Hiro's very static. He's kind of like, I'm naive.
Yeah, but he's also got the, alternate reality one. He's multifaceted.
Anyway. That's true.
Whatever. That's fine. I like those. I like that selection. Because Siler's deep, too. Siler's like,
he's deep.
An onion.
Yeah.
He's got layers.
Like, the first couple of seasons, they did good, and then they just... He switched sides, like, three or four times throughout that show as it went on, and that was stupid. But in the beginning, they had him written pretty well. All right, so thank you, Ray, for that thought-provoking email. If you'd like to join Ray in sending a thought-provoking email, probablyquestionable@gmail.com. I would suggest not asking us what our favorite TV shows are and what our favorite characters from those are. But, you know.
Unless you want to get more specific with TV shows, like your favorite, like, kids show. Because I had two post-apocalypse shows that I was warring with, but Doctor Who that I almost said, so. And I thought Game of Thrones wasn't fair because it's really a book that became a show. And
it's,
now you know what I'm doing.
It's now just become a show because it doesn't follow the book anymore.
Right. But,
from what I hear.
Right, but it's close enough. I felt like it wasn't fair.
So that was the email. Let's move on to our news stories. And...
Are we still doing this?
Dan and Kyle, I don't think you guys ever decided who amongst you was going to go first.
Oh,
or did
I'll go.
You?
Yeah, I'll go. No, because his story is his story, and I did have another story queued up
that I actually did send to you.
It's Angelo French, Message in a Bottle pair, meet after 34 years, and it's exactly what it sounds like.
A police song?
Adrian Lomas, a businessman of 43 years old, met up with Emmanuel... I'm not going to pronounce her name. While riding the Tour de France course for charity. Now, they met because 34 years ago, he had a message in a bottle. He threw it into the ocean, and she replied, and they became pen pals. And finally, they met.
I can't believe that worked.
The one thing I'm not getting, so he's 43 years old. They do not mention how old this lady is. I don't believe there. She seems to be a few years his senior, but
older woman.
Yeah. Which, I mean, kind of a loser was she. You know, I mean, what if she was like 15 years old and she's freaking pen pals with a 9-year-old? Loser! But no, but it's really cool. It's really sweet. And, yeah, I mean, that's just, I don't know. There's a lot of bad stories out there, as Kyle's will attest to that. So it's nice to see, you know, he should have gone first because this is about to get dark. I'm actually done, because I want to hear
it. It's okay, I'll go last, so I can, you know, spread the sunshine again.
There
okay.
we go.
I'll go next, because mine is kind of dark. So, this happened, hold on, let me find the date before I, this happened, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, but I only heard about it this past Sunday, so I'm doing it now. In Brazil, there was a soccer game going on. Imagine this in your head. And
they like soccer in Brazil?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I guess. And the official throws someone out of the game, one of the players. I don't know what he did.
Is that a red card?
Red card.
Yeah. News. Okay. In the news story, it doesn't say what the player did to get kicked out.
It was the penalty box.
But
no, that's hockey.
Yeah. But he got kicked out of the game. This player was so upset upon being kicked out of the game that he started a fist fight with this official.
Wow.
The official then withdrew a knife and killed him.
Withdrew or drew?
Drew a knife, withdrew from his pocket.
Withdrew a knife from his pocket.
Is it, yeah. But is it in the rule book that he's allowed to stab an uppity player?
I guess it's not in the rule book.
It's not in the rule book.
I mean, it's Brazil. Is there a law down
no,
there?
No, but wait.
It gets better.
There's more.
It gets better. Or worse. Worse.
Better.
It gets worse.
Worse.
Okay.
I'm going to say better.
He didn't die right on the field. He was taken to the hospital, died on the way to the hospital. But fans and the player's family, obviously the player's family, but the fans being, they were all, apparently this was a rather popular guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they... Fans and the family of the player that got stabbed rushed the field and then proceeded to, let me get the full description instead of the abbreviated description. Sorry, hold on. Give me 1 second here. Oh, okay, here we go.
It'll be seamless, don't worry.
They tied up the referee, beat him, stoned him, lynched him, then quartered him. When they were finished, they decapitated him and put his head on a spike in the middle of the field.
That's awesome.
Is it really?
No.
Give a rat's ass. That is awesome. That is so great. That's so funny. How did they have this much stuff?
That's not the appropriate response to this.
What do you mean, this much stuff?
I'm just saying.
I'm sure this.
They were an angry mob.
I'm sure this took place over a period of time.
Oh, see, the way it's read, it just makes it seem like they just ran on the field and they just were like, look at this. Look what we got. And we're going to split them apart, and then we got this spike. Look, a spike.
I'm sure this took place
over
a period
of time. With
a
soccer audience mob, they came prepared.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
How does the Manchester United feel about this?
Because
they are known as the most uppity hooligans in the soccer industry.
They're
apparently off their game.
Their quote is not in the story. Yep, that's my story.
That's ridiculous.
Huh. If you thought humanity was grim last week with my decapitation story, you got another one.
Both stories had to do with soccer and decapitation.
Yes.
That's why I was saying soccer's a fucking bullshit sport.
Kyle, you're starting to pigeonhole yourself.
Yeah. My bad.
He's the soccer decapitation guy.
You get typecasted.
I can only hope there's another soccer decapitation story next week.
I really hope there's not.
Oh my god, if there is, we figure something out.
Kyle's doing it.
I'll have so many frequent flyer miles.
I was just thinking like brainwaves type of stuff.
Anyway, Matt, tell us about
I got a
some
story.
News.
It's called Cleaner Air May Have Brought Some Storms. And by some, I mean more. Brought more storms. Apparently, The Clean Air Act, which has benefited breathing in many American cities over the last few decades, may have worsened the weather in some places. New climate simulations suggest that atmospheric aerosol particles produced by human activity, so burning fossil fuels, aerosol cans, all that good stuff that we all do, those particles go into the atmosphere and cool the Earth slowly by deflecting the sun's rays back, making thicker clouds and stuff. So that keeps it cooler. So, blah, blah, blah. So tropical storms are harder to produce, you know, naturally. But when the air is clean, these tropical storms produce and make massive problems for everyone. So basically what they're thinking is us having better air makes worse storms. Which I guess is the way it should be. So I don't know why it's such a big deal. I mean, aerosols are also made naturally, so don't make it, make, you know, pretend that we're the only ones that do it. Like, volcanoes, sea spray, and dust are all forms of aerosols that occur naturally, but we do make quite a bit.
I feel like that's the way the article says it, or maybe the way you're reading it, or it's a little misleading. I feel like it's the cleaning up, or as the air gets cleaner, like it's creating problems with the way it was. Like, the Earth was steadily declining in clean air.
Right.
So it was getting used to not having clean air.
Right.
And now that it's going in the reverse direction of that, things are getting all, like, crazy.
No, that's a bit confused. It was the opposite direction.
Yeah, definitely not the opposite direction.
Which is a way different thing.
Yeah.
Right, the reverse direction.
The reverse direction.
Which is the other way.
The other way.
Yeah, so I just find it interesting that the storm frequency and power has increased due to, in, what's the word, directly proportionate with the air quality. Or not directly proportionate, but proportionate.
I also feel like we have a small sample size.
Yeah, I think this is like a new study that they were just like, wait a minute. You know, like looking at numbers and being like, we need to study this more. And someone just wrote it, because it's like four paragraphs.
Well, your article's four paragraphs. I'm sure the study was much larger.
Right.
I would hope so.
At least five paragraphs.
Probably five.
It's at least four paragraphs.
It is at least a study.
It's at least a study.
Yeah, that's safer.
There are at least words. We hope. Joe, what's your uplifting story?
So I have a story that will appeal to our fat American hearts.
You bastard.
Because you know what? Start the countdown. Twinkies return to shelves July 15th.
Ugh.
I already pre-ordered 3 boxes.
I don't know if anyone... I'm sure the majority of you listening have heard about this already. And by the time this episode airs, they'll already be back. So you'll definitely have heard about it. But they got bought out by Metropolis & Co. And...
Metropolis?
No. It might be fuck. Words.
Who's making fun of me now?
They were bought out by Apollo Global Management.
Apollo.
And, sure, Metropolis & Co.
Damn you, Superman.
Metropolis!
There's a U in there. It screwed me up. Sorry. Shut up. It's like a Greek word.
It is.
But it's like... It's not... Never mind. When I hear Metropolis, I think of the Superman city and not a company name. So, you know, whatever.
You could have said LexCorp would have worked.
Yes, LexCorp bought Twinkies as part of his evil plan.
To kill Superman forever.
To kill Superman forever.
And I'm
with heart disease.
Him.
The only thing he's not immune to.
Yeah,
and magic.
I'm sure he is. Anyway, so the Twinkies are coming back, along with most other Hostess products. Like, snowballs will take longer. For some reason, I don't know why.
It's out of season.
Sure. Coconut.
Snowballs?
summer. They're coming back for Christmas. And the box is pretty much going to look the same, except they're all going to have the saying printed on it, "The sweetest comeback in the history of ever."
Okay. All right, that's not too bad.
That's really about it.
Nah, I don't care for Twinkies or anything that's cream-filled.
What was the old company who made them?
Hostess.
Hostess.
Freaking. Hostess is coming back. It's just they got bought out. They're still called Hostess. Yeah. My personal favorite was the orange cupcakes and the snowballs, but snowballs won't be back yet.
Soon.
So, you know, I'm glad I was able to round that out with a little bit of good news.
Yeah. I'm just, like, I'm proud of the employees who striked, and then I'm more proud of the company that's just like, all right, then we just fire you.
Then we're just closing the doors.
Okay.
No more company. We're all rich anyway.
Who's not rich? Oh, yeah, you guys.
This is really not hurting you guys. So that was news stories. Now sure we're going to move on to our team dynamics, and we're running out of time, so hopefully this won't take too long.
Oh, it's going to take all the time.
Did you say...
He said dime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard dong.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he didn't say time.
No, he didn't say time.
What he meant to say.
That's what I meant to say, but I did not say time.
So what we're going to do with this segment is there are lots of famous four-person teams or groups, either real life or made up.
Like the Probably Questionable podcast?
Yeah. We're real life.
Correct.
We're a super team assembled from actual people.
Yes.
To bring you a podcast.
Correct.
So start appreciating us.
We are a... God, I can't think.
The four of us came from the best podcasts across the country. Just don't ask which ones. And assembled here to create one super podcast. So basically, we're going to find these four-person teams, and we're going to democratically and probably not efficiently...
Yeah.
Figure out...
Absolutely, this is going to be so inefficient.
Who is who, in which... I'm going to start with the easiest one. I already have a thing in mind, and I'm curious if it works out that way. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The four turtles, of course, comprised of Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael...
I want to be Splinter.
Sorry.
Too damn bad, Kyle.
This isn't the five-person team.
All right. Dan's Leonardo.
I like how you're picking someone who's not you. Well, I was selfless
it's
of
the
you.
Most it's the most obvious of the four.
See, I think the most obvious of the four is that you're Raphael, Kyle. All
right. I guess I'll be Raphael. Lame.
I'm guessing that that Matt is Michelangelo.
Yeah.
I don't mind being Michelangelo.
Oh, he's absolutely Michelangelo.
Yeah. The way I thought about it in my head was Dan was Leonardo, I'm Donatello, Matt's Michelangelo, and Kyle's Raphael.
That's
I feel like that one fits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really the way it goes.
That makes sense, yeah.
This may not be as hard as we thought.
No, it'll get worse, don't worry. Once we get into groups with women, you guys are all going to go crazy. By the way, if a group has a woman in it, it's not like we're saying one of us is a woman, it's just the role that that character plays... And their
womanly
personality and mannerisms, not in being a woman.
Woman-esque.
Either that, or it's just by default, you don't fit in the other one, so guess what? Yeah. Here's a character for you.
Yeah.
And starting with that theme, which will be the greatest one, because it's one of the ones that contain two women, the Scooby-Doo team minus Scooby-Doo.
Sons.
So we have Freddy, Daphne, Velma... And Shaggy. This one's going to be trickier.
Right, who's the smart one in this group?
I think Matt is Shaggy.
Think I'm Shaggy? Is that because David Copperfield called me Shaggy?
Whoa. Possible.
Yeah, you do have Shaggy-like qualities. I can go with that.
Zoinks.
Who's the...
Zoinks.
All right, so then out of this threesome, who's the smart one? I would have to say that he's Velma Thelma. Which one is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. I think it's Velma with a V.
Yeah, it's Velma.
Oh, it is Velma. You're right.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going with Kyle for Velma.
I'm Velma? All right.
You're going to get us out of pickles.
That's true. And you're going to say Jinkies.
Pickles. Jinkies.
And it's always significant when you say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, based on pieces of ass, Dan is definitely Daphne. There are so many people who want him.
That's bullshit.
Dan, I got a whole list of new ladies that are barking up your tree.
All I'm saying is that Kyle did say that Joe's the pretty one out of the two of us. So this is going to be tough.
Mm.
So we have one... So Matt voted for me, for Daphne. Kyle voted for you, Joe, for Daphne. I mean...
Ugh, Moose? How do we settle this? Moose is Matt's dog, by the way.
All right, hold on one second.
He's definitely going to be doing
that. No.
It's going to be an odd number.
Oh, okay.
Odd number.
You should do something to get odd the number dog out of
you. That's what I thought, too.
Odd number you get, Daphne. Even number I get, Daphne. I assure you, this is official.
That's an odd number.
So
I'm Daphne.
Yep.
And you're Freddy.
Correct.
Start rocking the ascot.
Oh, I got plenty of them. I've been waiting to bust those out.
Thank God. I'm so glad I got Freddy.
We're going to have to go over this list on the After Hours podcast.
Make some revisions. Confirm things. Okay. Next up. Oh, by the way, Scooby-Doo and this next one were submitted by Dave in our Facebook group page. Probably Questionable Podcast. Search for it. Next time we need a question answered.
You could be the one.
Jinx. Wow. That was perfect.
That's the second time you two have jinxed each other.
That was unison. Gosh.
Let's make it up. Hey.
No, let's not make it up. The Simpsons. Maybe later, after hours.
There's another two male, two female.
Yes. Homer Simpson, Marge, Bart, and Lisa.
All right, Joe's Marge. I don't want to be mean.
Yeah.
But Joe, you're Marge.
Yeah.
You're always worrying.
I'm going to be Homer.
Who's the troublemaker?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
man.
Well, all right. I think on the surface, I'm the troublemaker, but you've been in trouble with the law more than I have.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, it's a fact.
It's either the troublemaker or the
goody two-shoes
musician, smarty pants type, which I'm, you know, I've dabbled in music. So, yeah, I can go either way. This is a tough one. Matt, Joe?
Matt chose Homer.
I feel like
Kyle's more suited to be Bart than Dan.
Yes, I agree.
I'm going to say that. I feel like Kyle's more mischievous.
Okay, I'll allow it.
I'm Lisa.
All right.
I've always wanted to play saxophone, so I'm okay with this.
I actually did play saxophone, but on Marge jealous. Because apparently I nag.
You're definitely a Marge of this podcast.
I just
podcast.
Want what's best for this podcast, guys. That's it.
Prove it.
I love you guys. Our next team was submitted by... Oh, crap.
Oh, that's a person?
Yeah, we've actually had some people participate in this.
No, I said, oh, crap, as a person.
Oh, yeah.
I was making a joke.
I'm apparently editing all this out because, nope, internet doesn't work anymore. Cool. Pretty sure it was Kevin. Hold on.
All right, we'll just say it's Kevin.
Which one is it?
It's the Fantastic Four.
That's Kevin.
Submitted by Kevin, the Fantastic Four, which, of course, consists of Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Shoddy Not Invisible Woman, Human Torch, and The Thing.
I think this is the first group where there's a sucky choice. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to be Invisible Woman, do they?
Why not? She's got a great power set. I'll be the Invisible Woman.
Oh, are you talking about her power set? Are you talking about her set, or...?
It's not so much powers, it's
sexist.
It's the characterization, but sure, if you want to go that way.
I don't really think there's a shitty... I don't know, like, the only Fantastic Four I have, like, knowledge of is from the movie.
That wasn't that inaccurate, like, as far as how the characters are, yeah. Mr. Fantastic is the, like, very cautious, smart guy.
Okay, that's you, Joe.
Alright, that's me, that's fair. Invisible Woman is the,
It's Matt.
Alright, it's Matt, sure. The Human Torch would be the Rebel, and the Rebel. I think I said Rebel.
Yeah, you did.
And The Thing would be...
the guy who doesn't want to be what he is.
I guess, yeah. The guy,
so you're the Thing.
The guy who's full of resentment.
I was actually going to say, I think I'm the Human Torch and Kyle's the Thing.
That's fair.
Because the Human Torch is also always busting his team's ass anyway.
He's also fucking everything up.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, that was easier than I thought it would be.
Love it.
Again, this was submitted by Kevin Wright, the Wizard of Oz characters.
Yes.
Dorothy, Tin Man, Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion.
Mm.
This one could get insulting.
I'm gonna go out there and say I'm the Cowardly Lion. I'm very scared of, like, things. Of some things. You know, I'm also kind of a boss with other things, but I am more of a flight in terms of fight or flight response, so... Unless any of you guys...
I'll say I'm Dorothy. I think I'm very gung-ho. Let's check it out regardless of...
Okay.
All right, so now,
Kyle, out of us, which one needs a heart and which one needs
the brain?
Yeah, the brain. Ouch.
Ooh.
Lots of these are insulting. Pretty much all four.
Kyle needs a heart.
Yeah.
Fact. Just
I have
fact.
A heart. It beats Black Sludge.
Wow. So you're Tin Man then?
Yeah, he's definitely the Tin Man.
Oof, that means you're,
That means you're the Scarecrow.
Wow, you guys have the guy without a brain running the operation here.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains why we only have 5 listeners.
Six.
This goes up every time we talk about it. Let's keep talking about it.
3,702.
Way too big of a jump.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gotta get there slowly.
Thanks, guys.
Slowly but sure.
If this was TV, there would have been a cut there, and then there would have been me saying it, and that's how it would have worked out.
But this isn't TV.
This is, shit is live.
This is why I don't write sketches with you people.
Hey, Joe, what's next?
Dan, who did you say came up with this one that you submitted?
Jenna.
Okay. So, we got Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, I don't know, Organa, and Chewbacca last name.
San's last name. Chewbacca Chewy.
Actually, I think he has a last name.
Chewbacca.
He probably does, but I don't know how to pronounce it or what it is.
Okay, well, Matt is Chewbacca because he just made the sound.
I'll be Chewbacca.
That's true. Matt is our sounds man extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's natural fit.
All right.
Okay, so you can stop now.
Who is royalty?
How do we break apart Leia? Like, what is her character role?
She's very...
Is she royalty?
Strong.
Strong-willed. Leadery.
Leadery. Oof.
Yeah.
as he cracks a smile.
I mean, come on. All my characters in our RPGs are described as leadery.
All right, so I guess we're leaning towards Leia for Dan.
Because you put leadery on the top of the page.
That's true. That is a descriptive adjective.
Yeah. Leader-ish.
That's redundant. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to guess that I'm more Luke Skywalker and to Kyle's Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle's a gunslinger.
Right. You are more a straight shooter than Kyle.
Kyle, you shoot first, ask questions second.
I do not.
Kyle just shoots.
I'm an honorable
man. Kyle does not ask questions later.
You shoot while asking questions.
Kyle doesn't ask questions.
What do you think you fit in? Do you feel like...
Do you think you're really a Luke Skywalker?
Do you think you're a Chewbacca?
I mean, you want to fight me for Chewbacca? I'll tear your arms off.
He thinks he's a Princess Leia.
What the fuck?
He has the...
I'm okay with being Han Solo. I just don't think it fits me that well.
Why, because you wouldn't come back?
No.
But Kyle, you wear a vest so well.
You wouldn't come back and say, go for it, kid.
And you were Han Solo for Halloween once.
I was Han Solo for Halloween once.
Come on!
That just means he wore a vest. Don't let it fool you.
Actually, I had more. It was actually one of the most involved costumes I've ever worn.
It was a vest and there was a stripe on it.
Did you have a blaster pistol, by any chance?
No, I didn't. I had some kind of, like, toy gun. But
We had a gun, like-ish.
I guess I'm okay with it.
Okay. And there was one more I actually didn't put down on the sheet, but I realized that I wanted to use from the Facebook page also. Chris, who has been on the podcast several times.
Oh, excellent. I didn't see this one.
Matt, you can remind me who these characters are, because I don't remember who all of them are, because they use their nicknames from Harry Potter. Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs.
Okay, Mooney is Remus Lupin.
Padfoot
is... Is, what's his name? Is...
James.
Yeah, do you not know anything about Harry Potter? So we can
Wormtail is,
some of these guys.
Wormtail is Scabbers the Rat.
Yeah, I don't remember the character's name.
Pettigrew,
right.
And,
Peter Pettigrew.
Oh, no, Prongs is James, and Padfoot is Sirius Black.
Right, yeah.
Because Sirius Black turns into a dog.
Yeah.
In terms of those four, I would say that...
Alright, who's most likely to turn on us?
Yeah, who's most likely to turn on us?
Wow, now we're all suspecting each other. This isn't a good one.
No.
Maybe we'll just keep this one out.
This is too mean to one person.
Yeah. Chris, I think we're going to pass on this one.
There's a lot of shifty eyes going on right now.
All right, guys.
No, we're
better yet,
on this one.
Better yet, if you can give us an answer, Chris, or anyone else in the audience.
Yeah, there you go.
Please send it to probablyquestionable@gmail.com.
Good call.
Or post on a Facebook.
I think it's Kyle.
Wow. Look who just stabbed me in the back.
Wow. Dicks. All right.
Look who just stabbed me in the back, guys. I guess we know who Peter Pettigrew is.
Dick! I just take... I withdraw a knife from my pocket.
No, no. No stabbing, and then we'll have to tie someone up and decapitate them and...
And quarter them without horses.
This is not soccer.
That's why I had such a problem with it. There were no horses.
Well, that's just the way they described it.
Okay.
I'm sure they just cut them up, pulled them apart.
Okay, so this turned out, I'm going to say better than I hoped it would.
Yeah, no, it was good. I really hope someone emails about that.
Me too.
I had a good time also. And you know what? I think we're all going to have a good time in episode 66 next week when Dan hosts.
Oh, God, yeah. It would have been great if you said someone else was hosting. And Dan would be like, wait, what?
I'd be so sad.
When Dan hosts for the final time.
Ooh, guys.
Not funny.
You're right. So this has been episode 65
mm-hmm.
of the Probably Questionable podcast. We're all suspicious of each other now. Hope you enjoyed it. I know we had a fun time.
None of you are my secret keeper.
Okay, awkward. So send us emails, probablyquestionable@gmail.com. Go to our website, probablyquestionable.com. Check us out on iTunes, Probably Questionable podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, do your thing. Twitter, @PQPodcast. Did I do Facebook already? Facebook, Probably Questionable Podcast is the group. Facebook.com/ProbablyQuestionable is the fan page. See you next time, and let's get the high.
The music featured on the Probably Questionable podcast is a track called Bouncing, which is available on freeplaymusic.com.